The Democratic Party is seeking to remind voters that former President Trump and the GOP are responsible for abortion restrictions that have taken effect since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Illinois has become a critical access point for patients from other states who are seeking abortions. NPR's Sarah McCammon talked with abortion providers and activists in Illinois about what they hope Democrats will do next.
At Hope Clinic in Granite City, Illinois, Dr. Erin King and her staff have rearranged the waiting room for the patients who've been traveling here from across the country.
And there's a comfortable room with a couch and a TV and a place for a family to hang out. Most of our patients have kids, and so if they're able to come and bring their kids with them.
The clinic is in western Illinois, near the border with St. Louis, Missouri, where most abortions are now illegal. The situation is similar for many of Illinois' neighboring states. In recent years, Hope and other clinics across Illinois have adjusted their hours and staffing to accommodate an influx of patients from outside the state. But getting here often isn't easy, King says. She remembers one patient who faced one obstacle after another.
She had a partner that was trying to block her from coming. She had a childcare issues, which kind of was wrapped up in the partner because he was also the person she needed to care for her children. Her work was not giving her time off. And then on top of that, she felt like she couldn't get the money together.
Getting the money together is a challenge for many patients. The Guttmacher Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights, says nationwide patients are traveling longer distances and in greater numbers as a result of the Supreme Court ruling.
I mean, it's changed everything.
Megan Jaifo is executive director of the Chicago Abortion Fund, which helps with the cost of abortion and related travel expenses for patients across the Midwest and beyond. The Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision triggered a massive increase in requests for help. Jaifo says the fund gets hundreds of calls each week, with call volumes up 80% in just the last year.
The sheer scale is not like anything we could have imagined.
As Illinois hosts the Democrats' convention in Chicago, the issue of abortion and the state's role as a hub for patients seeking the procedure will be on display. Prior to the Dobbs decision, Illinois' Democratic-controlled state government worked to repeal existing abortion restrictions and to pass laws designed to protect access, including shielding providers and patients from prosecution in other states. For example, says Governor J.B. Pritzker, under state law, Illinois officials will not release records from the state's tollways to out-of-state prosecutors seeking information about patient travel.
That's how deep we've gotten into protecting women who come here because Illinois is an oasis. People are coming from all over the country, it seems, to exercise their rights and know that they will be protected if they come to our state.
As vice president and now as the Democratic nominee, Kamala Harris has supported the administration's promise to restore or codify Roe v. Wade in federal law if Democrats take power. Here she is on the campaign trail earlier this month.
And when I am president of the United States and when Congress passes a bill to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade, I will sign it into law.
Still, some activists, including Dr. Colleen McNicholas, an Illinois abortion provider, want Democrats to embrace a vision beyond Roe.
We are at a place where we have some real opportunity to let go of the system that we were handcuffed to before and were forced to defend, which is the Roe framework, and really build back something better.
McNicholas has met twice with the vice president to discuss the state of abortion access. She also co-authored a memo, Abortion Justice Now, which describes Roe as inadequate and notes that under it, states could ban abortion later in pregnancy, something the memo's authors oppose. They've also called for removing limits on federal funding for abortion for low-income people. Illinois Congresswoman Robin Kelly, a former chair of the state Democratic Party, says the first priority should be restoring the rights that were lost with the Dobbs decision.
What VP Harris seems to be saying, we initially want to get back to Roe. Let's do that first. Let's make sure we are back to where we were. Then let's look at what else we need to do.
A majority of Americans opposed overturning Roe v. Wade. But many voters support some restrictions on abortion, especially later in pregnancy. Kelly says Democrats should focus for now on winning the presidency and down-ticket races. At Hope Clinic, Dr. Erin King says she's proud of what she and other abortion providers in Illinois have been able to accomplish in recent years.
Illinois is a great example that if you are purposeful and put things in place to protect patients and protect access, you can be a safe haven or a beacon or a place for patients to come to. But this is not a long-term solution. This is a Band-Aid on a much bigger issue.
As Democrats gather in Chicago, Planned Parenthood will be providing medication abortion at a mobile health unit set up not far from the convention center, highlighting the ways that providers in Illinois have been adapting to the increasingly challenging landscape around them. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Granite City, Illinois.